Thank you. Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school program, who would like to join me and Chris Davidson this morning to come forward. Good morning. It's good to see all of you today. Wow, look at all of you, huh? How you doing? Okay. This is Mrs. Davidson. She's a member of our Religious Education Committee, and she and Gwen are going to share the story with you today. So I'm going to just hand this off to you.
Yep. How are you guys all doing today? Good. Awesome. You did? You heard this book before? This is a really great book. We're going to read a book called One. How many of you guys have read this book at school? It's a pretty popular book right now in the schools. This book is about bullying, which is a big problem in a lot of schools. Have any of you guys had any experience with bullies or people that are mean to you at school? Yeah. It also illustrates a really good part of one of our UU principles, which is that everybody is important. So Gwen is actually going to read this to you guys. I'm going to hold it and show you the pictures, and Gwen's going to do the reading.
Blue was a quiet color. He enjoyed looking up at the sky, floating on the waves, and on days he felt daring, splashing in rain puddles. Every once in a while, he wished he could be more sunny like yellow, or bright like green, more regal like purple, or outgoing like orange. But overall, he liked being blue, except when he was with Red. Red was a hothead. He liked to pick on Blue. Red is a great color, he'd say. Red is hot, Blue is not. Then Blue would feel bad about being Blue. Sometimes Yellow comforted Blue. Blue is a very nice color, she'd say. But Yellow never said that in front of Red. She never said, stop picking on Blue. Green, purple, and orange thought Blue was nice too. But they never told Red to stop either. Every time Red said something mean, he and no one spoke up, he got bigger and bigger and bigger. Soon Red grew so big that everyone was afraid of him. No one dared stop him. Red picked on all the colors. Then everyone felt a little blue. Until One came. He had a different shape with bold strokes and squared corners. He was funny. He made the colors laugh. Red saw this and got very hot. Stop laughing, he told Yellow. Stop laughing, he told Green. Stop laughing, he told Purple and Orange. And they did. He rolled up to One. Stop laughing, he told One. But One stood up straight like an arrow and said no. He was mad, but One wouldn't budge, so Red rolled away. One turned to the colors and said, if someone is mean and picks on me, I, for one, stand up and say no. Then Yellow felt brave and said, me too. Green agreed and said, me three. Then purple became four and orange became five. Blue saw the colors change. He wanted to count. Red grew red hot. He felt left out. He grew hotter and hotter and hotter. Red raced over to Blue and said what he always did. Red is hot, Blue is not. But this time Blue stood up tall and became six. Red can be really hot, he said, but blue can be super cool. Red blew a fuse and tried to roll over Blue. But everyone took a stand and said no. Seeing them stand tall made Red feel very, very, very small. Then Red turned even redder and began rolling away. Blue called out, can Red be hot and blue be cool? Red stopped in his tracks. Red can count too, said one. Red rocked and rolled and turned into seven. Everyone counts, they shouted. Then Red laughed and joined the fun. Sometimes it just takes one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Before we go, I know traditionally this is where we sing the kids out, but because I'm teaching RE, I want to share, Gwen and I would like to share a joy with you guys because we won't be here for joys and concerns. Stu and Sue Davidson, my dad and stepmom, and Gwen's grandparents wanted to be here today, partially because they wanted to hear Gwen read, but they're not here today because...
They're visiting my newborn cousin, Ava. She was born on Friday night.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay.